Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Zion. Picking up on the very top of the page, third line, down the fourth word on the line. Now, we mentioned in the Mishnah that there's no shtus, that Eldram Shalem Ona'a. Now, Ona'a means shtus, means it's 1/6, that there's no issues. The question is, what happens if it ends up being more than that? Do we see that Batal Amecher, that once it's more than a sixth, the thing's batal mevatal or not? Amrav chasa. Oh, chasa. The Lublin strikes again. Boy, Rabbi Ami. Oh, no, ain't lahem. But bitom mekach yeshlam or ain't lahem. Is there bitom mekach or is there no bitom mekach? Says Rashi. That is that if there's more than a shtus, yeshlam or ain't lahem, mi aminon me'al. Me'al tonu that we say in Bayeka Chafei, who the imut? That's what is excluded from. V'hal lav bechlal onahu ela mekach tosu odilma. This is now called the mekach tos. And if it's out, odilma kiven the lav the davar shebemidahu velo itir bedibure kishar din onahu. Right? Is it not considered like connected to onah, or it is considered connected to onah? Amar Rav Nachman, hod Amar Rav Chasa. Then he came and he answered, Pashut Rav Ami onah einlam bitol mekach yeshlam. Right? Onah einlam bitol mekach yeshlam. There's no onah, but there is bitol mekach. If it's more than the shtus, then the sale is null and void. Rav Yona Amar ahagdei shos. Rav Yona said that Rav Yochanan's din was said about hektish, that it applies. There's no onah, but there is bitol mekach. Rav Yirmiyahu Amar akarkos is going on karka, that there's no onah, but there's bitol mekach. V'tarvayu mishmei de Rav Yochanan. They both are saying Rav Yochanan. Onah ein lehem bitol mekach yesh. Onah ein lehem bitol mekach yesh lehem. There's no onah, but there is bitol mekach when it gets to that level. Now, mandam akdesh, so one who's saying that Rav Yochanan's din was said about a hekdesh, kol shekein a karka, then how much? Then certainly it's going to be on karka, right? Rashi says, why kol shekein de karkos, nami amar de kevin dashmina de bitol mekach, la bechlal nahu, mehecha imit, iedek, deishos kachashav le mekach toos, avgav de leka toos, kapa shemayim, the toos by shemayim, Rav Yochanan minam bitol mekach, we say it's bitol mekach, kol shekein de gabi chavri, when someone's friend, the ekel member taught, you could say there's a toos there, vadaik de dahachi, loak now, kol shekein de hadar. So if you're going to say that the concept of bitol mekach applies by cart, by hektish, where there's no other person involved, then clearly it's going to be by karka as well. Mandom er karka, the one who says it's by karka, avalakdishas lo. But when it comes to hektish, there's no raya anymore, because by karka, there's a concept known as another person over there. Rashi says, avalakdishas lo. We could say there's a taos over there. V'adai to dahachi lo akne. Avala hekdesh laka lemerahachi. V'kevin de listening who bedin o na taos nami lo. Amina bu kiddishmoa. Okay, so now we say again. So man da amar akdei shows kol shkin a karka. We say that there's an idea of bitta mekach by hektish. Of course by karka. Man da amar karka. Al hektish lo. Kiddish shmuel. Just like shmuel da amar shmuel. Hektish shavet mane. If you have something which is hektish, which is worth a mane. Shechil al shavet pruta. You mechalan on a shavet pruta. Something which is much less. Mechulal. It actually works. Rashi says kidamrinan de imut. The imut meona, because it's not in the gather of ona. V'tos nami leka lemeber behuda manta. There's no tos also, because who are you fooling? Who are you tricking? It's hektish. Tanana sam, but hold on one second. We got ourselves a problem in the world of Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yona says it's going on hektish. Rabbi Yona says it's going on karka. So according to the way that Rabbi Yona understood it, that Rabbi Yochanan, tonight, awesome. We know we have a mission to room in Tamura. Ema your kodesh balmum. If you have something which is kodesh, an animal that's hektish and it's a balmum, and now they were poded on an animal which is worth less. Rashi says, Rashi number six, the Hachi Amar, Hare Zutacha Zu, Zutmur Zu, Zut Khalifa Zu, Hare Zutmur Zu, Mchulelas Azu, Lomar Klum. Shein carbon tumim mischalal. Kim mischalal carbon tumim. Vima yakodesh balmum yotze luchulim. V'tzarech la'asos lo damim. You have to make money. Im ein zu shel chulin yafak shehektesh mosaf alei mosaf. Then you add the amount of money that it's worth if it was worth less than it. Add kadei to me hektesh until the amount that it was worth. So vima yakodesh balmum yotze luchulin. And you go and you deconsecrate it. On something which is less, yotze luchulin goes to chulin. But now what you do is v'tzarech la'asos lo damim. You got to pay up the amount that it was worth up to that amount. So if your kodesh animal worth 100 and it's worth 50, so you're maxed onto this, and then you go and you pay it 50. Yeah. Amar of Yochanan, says, Yatza lechulin devar Torah. The fact that it goes out to chulin is a deoraisa dekadin. Rashi says, Afilu ein zu yafa kemosa kida amar de imit meona. Even if ein zu yafa kemosa, this is not worth it, this is not the same value of it, kida amar de imit meona. That we're saying that went down the value of Onah. It was Memait. It was excluded from Onah. And why do you have to pay up if it's a 100 to 50 thing? If it's our classes, Lodam, me divrayim. That is their abundant din that you have to go after to pay it up. He says, no. Af tsarich lasos Lodam min haTorah. Paying up the value of what it is, that is the right thing to get in. Rashi says, the gabe agdeshos erkechoksiv. It says the value, bekulu. Kasava erkecha shavu mashma. Rav Yochanan tsava erkecha kol damim shiyarchu mashma. Mashma le im zolim yoker. What do I care? As long as it's you're giving some sort of money towards it. Now, what is the case we're dealing with in the Mishnah, in this Mishnah? If you want to say the Mishnah is talking about a case with the difference between the two animals with the amount of Ona'ah, in other words, there was 1/6 less, the one that you're putting the value onto. So you had this Kaddush became a Balmum, you want to put it onto the second animal, so you have animal one, animal two. Animal one was worth 100, let's make it easier because we want to say six, is worth 42, and number two is worth 36, exactly six less. Baha lema reshakus har klasas lo damin dvar Torah. That's in that case, I'm sorry, Baha lema reshakus har klasas lo damin dvar Torah. You're saying that's a daraisa that you have to go to pay up? But tonight, but we learned in the Mishnah, Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lamona. There is no no, and those exactly. Akarkos Vavadim Vashtaros Vakadesho. So clearly, you can't, that's what it's talking about. Ela Bitul Mekach. It must be talking about a case, a Bitul Mekach, where the difference is more than a sixth. It's 42, and this one's worth now 30. So it's more than a sixth. Baha Lemer of Yochanan, Sarech Lasos Lodom and Devreim. Now, for the Gemara again, on that, as Rav Yochanan would say, you have to, that's a Darabonic ticket thing, you have to make it up. Vom Rav Yonah Hekdeshos, Rav Yirmiyah Omer HaKarkos. But it can't be because Yonah said that Rav Yochanan is talking about Hekdeshos, and he's talking about, and Rav Yirmiyah says, talking about Karkos. Vitavarim Mishmet Rav Yochanan Omer, and both of them are saying it in the name of Rav Yochanan. Yo, Vitarvayu Mishmet Rav Yochanan Omer, both the same name of Rav Yochanan, Ona. Ein lehem, there's no onah bitul mekach yesham, but there is bitul mekach. So according to Rav Yochanan is saying that if it's more than a six, then it's no good, which kind of goes against what we just said in the Mishnah. It says Gemara liola bitul mekach. Really, the Mishnah is talking about a case where it's a bitul mekach, where it's more than a sixth. Ve'epach to Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. Switch the sheetahs of Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. Udu Rish Lakish to Rav Yochanan. And now Rish Lakish from Rav Yochanan. So therefore, Rabbi Yonah, I'm so used to saying Rabbeinu Yonah, that's what's killing me here, but Rav Yonah, according to Rav Yonah, Rav Yochanan is going to understand the Mishnah to say that the one who's doing this, who's being Mechalel, has to pay back the Gizbar, Midoraisa. Rish Lakish says that it's only Durabanan. So now we have Rav Yochanan's working with Rav Yochanan, everything's good. What exactly is a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, that whole machlokas that's found in Temura? What is their argument? Bidish Shmuel, their argument in the world of Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel, Hektish Shava Mana, Shechila Shava Pruta. You have Hektish, which is worth a mana. And they're deconsecrated to something which is worth a Shava Pruta. Then Mechula, it works. Mar Islay de Shmuel, one holds like Shmuel. That is, when it says that is Durabanan to go ahead to fix it up, that's going in the world of Shmuel. Umar Leslie the Shmuel. The other one does not, the one who says that it's Midaraisa, does not hold like Shmuel. Another way you can understand this machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is the Kuli Alma Islul de Shmuel. Really, everybody agrees with Shmuel that the stuff can be put onto something which is much worth. You can mechal something on the value much less. What's a machlokas? Mar Savar Shechilalo in. The one who says that midaraisa you have to pay up is saying that one who was michal in such a case, yeah, bidiyeved, it will work. Lechatchila lo, but you shouldn't go and do it. My savra afil lechatchila, everyone says, even lechatchila you can go and do it. Midaraban, you go ahead and you pay up the rest. That's just erkecha koldehu mashma. Hilkech laf kuye isure vafil midaraban and shari. Omi alach is man yishalim. But then later go ahead and you pay up for what you have to pay. Iba or you could say, really, the machlokas is about a case where the amount of was ona, and you don't flip it around. Don't flip around Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. We do have Chista coming for you. They're arguing in the world of Rav Chista, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Amar, my Ein Lam Ona. What does it mean in the Mishnah when it says that there's no Ona when it comes to Hekdeshos? It means Einam B'Torah Ona. It means it's not in the Torah of Ona. It's actually much more Chamor. Usually we say there's an issue only once you had Ona. But here you're saying even if it's less than Ona, it's going to be a problem. Beep. Turn the page. Nun sound of a base. Da filu pachos mikhde onachos. Even if it's less than ona, you still have to return it. So the way of Chista understood it, when it says it doesn't have the din of Torah ana, it means it's even more chamor. In fact, the Gemara, mei sevei, really Rav Chista, but ribis va ona lehedyot. We know the iser against interest. You're not to take ribis and ona of charging more than a sixth. That applies to a hedyot. Vein ribis ona lehekdesh, but that doesn't apply to hedyot. Rashi says, ein iser ona v'iser, and I lost the place, v'iser ribis noig behekdesh. What exactly does that mean? Interest when it comes to hekdesh. But the point is, we don't have either of them, which kind of goes against Rav Chista, who is saying that it's even more chamor. It doesn't even apply altogether. Nice try, says the Gemara. And for the Gemara, mi alima mi masnisen. Honestly, this b'risa is stronger than the Mishnah, which is, seems to be saying that it's out of ona, do kimna b'toris ona. But we said that it what it means is the toris ona. So hachinami here also we can say the b'risa ribis v'din ona lehedyot ve'in ribis v'din ona lehekdesh. There's no the general principle that applies to it. But it's even more chamor than the general principle. Iyachi, if it's really true that hekdesh is more chamor when it comes to ribis, to ona, hainu diketani seifa, then what about that which is taught in the seifa of the braisa? How do we understand that? Because it says there, ze chomer behedyot mi behekdesh. This is what's more chamor with hedyot than is with hekdesh. But according to the Gemara, it's saying here that hekdesh is going to be more chamor than then hedyot says, "Well, no, I ribis. That part's going on ribis, which doesn't make a hedyot more chamor. I'm sorry, which a hedyot is treated more chamor, but when it comes to ona, that's going to be more chamor when it comes to the Beis Hamikdash. In fact, the Gemara listing nami zechomer behekdesh mi behedyot ona. If it's really true, then let it say straight out that this is the chomer of hekdesh from a hedyot when it comes to ona. This is Gemara Hachi Hashda." Now, what are you talking about? Bishlama zechomer behedyot mi behekdesh. It makes sense. The Braisa says that this is the chomer of hedyot over hekdesh. Visulo, which would tell us that, and no more. Ella, right? There's nothing more. That's the exception. Ella hekdesh, but in reference to the chomer of hekdesh over hedyot, zechomer visulo. What are you going to say? This is the chomer over and no more? Of course not. There's much more chumras which come up by hekdesh than the overhead yot. So for the braisa, it's not going to go and say that straight out and put it there. And therefore, we can figure that out. It says Gemara, ribis or hekdesh hechidami. What exactly we talked about when we said with this idea that there's ribis and hekdesh, that there's ribis of hekdesh. What is ribis of hekdesh? Elam ad osve gizbar mea b'mea v'esrim. If you want to say that the gizbar, the treasury, lent a private person, a regular person, 100 coins, and in order to get back 120, Rashi says shehilva lehedyot, right? They malve to hedyot. V'alo ma'al hagizbor. In this case, there was a meila going on over there. What are you lending this out? Rashi says v'alo over hoshi shahotzi most hektish lechulin v'lo hichnis tachteim lehektish klum v'shogeg hu etzlo kasaver shemutter mishum schar hektish. He thought it was mutter to do such a thing, but he's over meila. V'kevin shamal hagizbor yatzam osav lechulin. Once he does the gizbor, the treasure, it was meila on it. Now it goes out to chulin. And and they belong to the hedyot, meaning to the treasurer himself. So therefore, he can't take any interest anymore. Now it's his own money. Rashi says, the treasurer takes money of hekdesh and lends it to someone. When you do that, that itself is me'ila, and therefore now belongs to you, and that's of the gizbor, and that's on him to pay back the hekdesh, you know, carrying it in chomesh. And now there's just straight up ribis over here. Okay. Alma Rav Hoshaya Hacha my skin. What are we talking about? Kegon Shekiba love the sapik slotos, the sapik slotos me'arba. We're talking about a particular case where somebody says that he's going to give fine flowers, soles, for a price of arba, of four Sa'a Priscilla. V'amdu Mishalosh, but then the price went up, and now it was 3 Sa'a Priscilla. Kidetanya, as we learned in the price, a Makaba love a Sapik Salsus Ma'arba, a person goes and they take upon himself, is going to give fine flour to the Beis HaMikdash, a value of 4 Sa'a Priscilla. V'amdu Mishalosh, and then the price of flour went up, and now it's 3 Sa'a. Mesapik Arba, he has to give the 4 that he originally said, Mishalosh V'amdu Ma'arba, but let's say he said he's going to give a price of 3 Sa'a Priscilla, and then it went up to 4 Sa'a Priscilla. Mesapik Ma'arba, he has to give the new lower price of 4 Sa'a Priscilla. Shiyad Hekdash Al Yona, the hand of Hekdash, it has the upper hand. Rav Papa Amar, and that's not a problem of ribbis over there. Rav Papa Amar, Hacha Ba'avnei Binyan HaMesuros LeGizbar Skin. And here we're talking about stones used for the base building of the Beis HaMikdash, which are given over to the Gizbar before they were Mukdash. And it's telling us that he could lend these stones out for interest. Rashi says, "Askin and Shehilva as Gizbar Mehen Lehedot Dein Mehen Miila Vein Ala Gizbar Leshalim Ela Leshliach VaAlmahu." Okay, the Shmuel, like Shmuel says, "Damer Shmuel Bonim Bechol." They build with things that are chulin. V'akach Makdishan, and afterwards they go ahead and they makdish them. So that's what it means when it says that there is no ribbis. Okay, next part of the mission, we said, Amen, Teshulmei Kefel. Kefel doesn't apply to these dinim, to these type of things. That is, we said, Avadim Sharos, Kakos, Ekdeshos. There's no Kefel dirt, and there's no Dalid Vei, if it's Shechtin. And we know, I mean, either way, do we learn this from? Where do we know it from? I'll call Dover Pesha Klal. When it says by Kefel, it says the words, for every matter of Pesha, of liability, that's a klal. Al shor, al chamor, al se, al salma, prat. That's a specific. Al kol aveda shayomar, chazav akal. Then this is a klal again. Klal upratu klal. And he had to dan elekina prat. The way that we expound the din is to include only things that are similar to the prat. Ma prat mafurish davar amitaltel vigufa mamun. Just like the specific thing is something that is movable. It's metaltel and it has value, intrinsic value. Al kol davar metaltel vigufa mamun. So too, the same idea also is going to be considered part of Kefel. Yatsa Karkos, Shana Metaltlin, excluding Karkos, so it's not Metaltlin. Yatsa Avadim, Hokshila Karkos, we're excluding Avadim because it's Hokash to Karka. Yatsu Shtaro, Shafa Bisha Metaltlin, and Gufa Mammon, they themselves are not Mammon, but it's used in order to go ahead and get Mammon from someone else. Hekdesh is a reference to Hekdesh. Amar Kola Pasuk says, Re'eu, it's got to be of the friend, right? Yishalim Shnaim Le Re'eu, Re'eu Velola Hekdesh, therefore none of these ideas apply by them. Next, Lo Tashum Adalim, Hey, don't be Dalim the Hey. Why would it be that he's going to be out of the din if he shechted or he sold things that are muktash like a sheep or an ox? My time, what's the reason? Tashum Adal Vehei Om Rachmana V'lo Tashum Shlosh Av Arba. Because it's Dal Vehei and not Shlosh Av Arba. When there's no Kefel, then it's just Shlosh Av Arba. And there's no Kefel here. Rashi says, Shlosh Lesev Arba Lashor. The Kefel, the Imit Mi Kefel, Batzer Lahu Chada, takes off one. Shah Kefel, Batovech, Batovech, Mocher, Bechlal, Tashum Adal Vehei. Therefore, it's out of that. Yeah, that din is out of that principle. Shomichim ain't on ispa. Shomichim doesn't go and swear on these things. When I'm from the Tanur, I'm the Tanur. Ki yitain ishel re'eu klal. When it's talking about the shvua of a shomer, it says if a man gives his fellow, that is a klal. Kesef okelim prat, specific money or utensils, and then. Got a switcheroo over here. Lishmor, as a Lishmor, Chaz of a Kalal, then it goes to guard, which is general, Kalal Prat to Kalal. Yet the Nelkina Prat, you done it specifically to the Prat. Ma Prat, Mefurish, Dover, Metatal, Vagufa, Momin, Avko, Dover, Metatal, Vagufa, Momin, Yotsu Karkos, Shen, Metatalin, Yotsu Avadim, Shuksha, the Karkos, Yotsu Shtar, Shafa, Pisha, Metatal, and Gufa, Momin, Hekdesh, O Summer Kar, Re'eu, Re'eu, Velo, Shell, Hekdesh. Same principles we learned before. No, say Sachar, Inu Mashalim, he doesn't go. He doesn't pay. That is, we know Shomer Sachar generally would pay if there's some sort of issue that goes out of here, gets lost or it's stolen. But they're saying over here that doesn't apply if they're being Shomer, a slave, a shtar, a karka, or a hekdeshos. Any of these things that are given to a paid Shomer, he's not going to be chayev to have to pay. Just like a Shomer Chinam, he's off the hook. He doesn't, right, he doesn't even have to swear. Here he does not have to as well. When it talks about a Shomer Sachar, it says that if a man gives to his fellow, that's a general. Chamor, Oseh, Oshar Oseh Prat V'chol Behem Lishmor Anything Chaz V'Kala Klal Pratikal Iyatadon Kain Prat Ma Prat Meforish Davar Shemetaltel V'Guf Hamaman Kol Davar Af Kol Davar Shemetaltel V'Guf Hamaman. It's got to be Metaltel and V'Guf Hamaman. Yatsa Karkos Shem Metaltel Yatsa Avodim Shikzul Karkos Yatsa Shara Shafal Pishem Metaltel and V'Guf Hamaman Hekdeshos Amakar Be'eu Re'eu V'Lo Shel Hekdesh. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Until next time, I want to wish you all a great day.